This service is provided by freeconferencing.com.
Please enter your access code followed by the pound. This menu will repeat. Access code accepted. Please announce yourself.
Hello, welcome to the call. Who are we having on the call?
This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Dennis, how you doing? Welcome to the call, man.
Thank you.
Hey, great. Just waiting on a few others here. Let me make sure our guy is over there. Welcome to the call. Who are we having on the call?
Claudia.
Hey, Claudia, how are you? Do we have James on yet, Claudia?
I just texted him the info, so let me... I think he's going to get in right now.
I'm going to unmute myself for a sec.
No problem.
Can you still hear me, Frank?
Yes. Okay, guys, we're just waiting for a couple other people to actually get on the line. Thank you guys for being prompt. Appreciate that. And guys, if you want, go ahead and grab a pen and paper so you can actually take down some notes if you need. Thank you. Give me 1 second, guys, to make sure we got guys to get on there real quick.
Frank, are you on the line? Who just jumped on the call right now?
Becky.
Yes, I am. Yes, can you hear me? Sorry, I was on mute.
Okay.
Nathan. Okay, Nathan,
Frank.
Is that you? Okay,
right.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, great, guys. Glad we're all here. Nathan, guys, just so you know, is actually head of the call center. So basically, the purpose of this call here is so everyone's definitely on the same page to explain the procedures and how everything is going to go down, the way we're going to run the call center. So I know we have Claudio in here. I see our chief operation officer. So
uh-huh.
And basically what Claudio is going to do is explain the procedure and the way everything is to run down so everything runs smoothly. So without further ado, Claudia, here's Nathan. He's actually the one that if we have any issues and or problems, then he would be the one that we would actually call. So
okay.
Claudia, go ahead and take it away. Go ahead and start everything.
Okay. So I guess this call is to train the people on getting live transfers directly through a phone system that is going to be activated, that basically as soon as that phone number rings, everybody's going to get it in their cell phone. And basically, this call center is going to be giving us live transfers from people that already want to get solar. So these people are going to be 100% certain. They're going to be pre-qualified beforehand by the call center. And these are people that want to get solar, and they're looking for quotes. So our job is just to get the information that we need, the additional information, because the call center, what information do you guys take from the client already?
Before we go there, Claudia, real quick, let me just properly introduce. Nathan, you can go ahead and basically explain what you do and how you guys are working, so that way everyone knows what's going on. So go ahead, Nathan.
Sure, Fran.
And how long you've been doing it for also, Nathan? That's important.
Perfect. No problems, Fran. Now, first of all, hi, Claudia. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Awesome. Now, Claudia, I do have a center owner, the director of the company, Neeraj Goyal, with me online, and the operations manager, the one who will be reporting you directly about the leads and the things. His name is Gaurav.
Excuse me. Somebody, there's background noise, and I can't barely hear anything. Can you please?
I mean, that is not from our end, but yes, there was a lot of noise in the between. But yes, I have a director of the company who would be the one running the call center here. His name is Neeraj Goyal, and I have an operational manager with the company. His name is Gaurav Naik, and he would be the one reporting you on everything. Now, as far as solar is concerned, we guys have been dialing solar from past 10 months. We did it for California. We did it for New Jersey, and we are currently planning to expand things in this new center with California. Now, what pre-qualify the clients, we ask them straight away that once we talk to them, once we get to know that they're interested in getting solar or they're interested in saving some money on their electricity bills, so what we're going to do, we're going to ask them, is this a single family home? Number two, how much is the average monthly bill they are paying? Number three, their utility provider, then if they have any kind of trees that shade the roof, and then their average monthly bill they are paying. And then one more thing which Frank gave me to ask to the clients, that on a scale of 10, we need to gauge that how much, on a scale of 10, how much interested they are on going solar. So if we need to add on something, we can do that.
Okay. So basically once they show an interest, then what's the next step?
All right, absolutely, yes. We do have a transfer number. Because five of the agents will be going live today. So once we find any of the interested customers, immediately we would be transferring the call to the number that yes, this person. And as we discussed with Frank, what we were going to do, we'll create a Skype group as well, so that all the team agents and you with the team manager, you guys would be available on a Skype group. As soon as an agent gets a lead and he transfers the leads to you, I know that once he transfers the lead, you'll not be having the complete information of the client or a customer. So what we're going to do immediately, once he transfers the call, he will be putting on a group that this client has been transferred. By this way, whosoever will be the one at the transfer end, he can actually look at the group and see, okay, so... And before transferring or while transferring the call center agent, he will be introducing you to a client or an agent to a client that, hi, this is Mr. Patterson.
Warm transfer.
It would be a warm transfer, and he is looking for a solar analysis. And Mr. Patterson, this is, because in the beginning of the call, I believe that your transfer agents, they will be introducing themselves. So we'll come to know whosoever would be on a call. It may be XYZ or YZZ, you know?
Okay, so we all have to have Skype, and we're going to be introducing ourselves through Skype. Is that what you're saying?
No, yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we start sending an email, you know, what we are doing, we're not giving access to emails to the team right now, to the emails. The only reason, because... Sometimes, you know, if we give an access to other things, it might hamper our productivity. So we really don't want to play on that. Skype is the easiest way to do it. What do you think? If we create a group on Skype of 5 to 7 people for the chat only, right?
Consolidated email can be sent at the end of the day so that you will be having the complete report what need to be done on those, because you will be getting all this live transfer as a consolidated data at the end of the day. But on as the day proceeds, you will get the transfers details on Skype as well as the live transfer scores. Does it sound good?
Yes, I just don't know if it's going to work out. Frank, you do know that the Roam Baby app runs on internet, right? So if we are with that phone, with that phone, and then at the same time we get it up, I don't know if you can run two programs from a Frank?
I think we lost Frank. I'll tell you, because Frank gave me, Claudia, Frank gave me your Skype address. I have already created Skype for the team here we have. What I'm saying, we'll create one group where we'll add you and the team you have up there, and the team I have here, we'll make a group, one group of them, right? So the moment they log in, they have a transfer, they made a transfer to you, right, or to anybody in the team sitting out there, they will be putting the information of the customer on a Skype chat.
As well.
Plus, once they're done with that, end of the day, they will be sending you the complete consolidated report, just to make sure that we all are on the same page. So for an example, if the team has transferred 10 cases, end of the day, you'll be getting a report of the 10 transfers as well, that these are the numbers which are transferred. So what is the status update on those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think, are we on the same page now, Claudia?
Yes. It's just our phone number that we're using, our application.
I do have it.
It runs with internet as well. So I just don't know if at the time we're using the internet for the phone call, will be also be able to use Skype. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, we can use it. That's not a problem, because I've already tried and tested this thing on my center. I've been already working with Frank from quite a long time. But what I'm doing, I'm just setting up an appointment instead of doing the live transfers. So this would be the first time that we would be doing the live transfers. And I tried this thing in the past, updating this number on my system, and it actually worked. So that wouldn't be a problem, you know. But yes, the reason I'm saying for Skype, you know, Claudia, because by this way, it would be given immediate access to the agents. Agents do not have to, I mean, call center agents do not have to work something extra. You understand, when it comes to the team, we are trying to get the optimal utilization of the resources and the maximum results from them. So we need to see and we need to check what would be the best possible strategy in order to get the results going. If we ask them...
What information are you going to send us to Skype from the client?
Oh, it should be the customer first name, last name, customer's address, whether they are living in a single family home, which has to be yes. Now, the average monthly bill, they don't have average monthly bill, how much they are paying, their utility provider, and their average credit score, like credit score they have. So these are the information we'll be sending it to you.
Okay.
So that you will be having, while the representative out there talking to a customer, he can actually look at it instead of asking the same questions again, you know?
Yeah. That sounds good.
So that's how, these are the things we will be doing in order to qualify them. Once we find out a person is good enough to go forward, we'll immediately transfer the call and introduce a customer to you, to the agent out there. And after we introduce the agent, we hand up the call from here, so it will be a bridge that will be created. Once the bridge will be created, we'll move on to the next call.
Okay.
So Claudia, I have already sent you a Skype request from my Skype, Nitin Dotsaran 234. I believe that you already got a request from Nitin Saran.
I can't check right now while I'm on my phone because I have
a
friend.
Okay.
But I will check today and then I will reply back.
Perfect. So as today is Columbus Day, do you think it would be a right day? I mean, it would be a right time to go live, or should we wait for tomorrow?
We're waiting for our the person that is setting up our phones to assist us today. So we might be able to be ready later on. However, I think we do need to have a little training with the team.
Oh, yeah, I've already trained people on that. But yes, before going live, I'll be arranging a call one more time. I'll be giving you guys a call because we are planning to go live by 11 o'clock. But it doesn't matter if we go live by 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock as well. Before that, we can have a session with you so that you can train them or you can talk to them. You can see how confident they are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you have to get everyone Skype information, right? So that you can Skype everyone.
Yes.
Everybody's going
to So I'm saying, like, if you want to create a group, I'll send you the Skype. Once you accept me on Skype, I'll send you the Skype IDs of the team. Okay. So once you have the Skype IDs of the team, you can create a group yourself with the team you have out there. So once we send the information, it would be a simple thing, you know. We don't have to work anything extra on it. So what time we can have a call? We can have a call with the team because my team would be here within the next 10 minutes.
The team is on the phone call right now.
Right now? No, I do have only the operations manager, the one who will be reporting you end of the day. And the other team who will be dialing.
No, I'm talking about our team. Our team is on the call at the present moment.
Oh, right. Hi. How are you, everyone?
Fine. Thank you.
Perfect.
Who's on the call right now, by the way, guys? Can you just say your name so he...
Becky?
Who else?
And Bobby Falicano.
Anyone else?
Dennis Sanders.
Okay, Dennis.
Sanders.
Anybody else? Okay, so it's only three plus. Okay, we're missing one more.
No problem. That's no problem. So if you want to talk to the team, I can arrange a call within the next 1 hour or 1.5 hour. So by that time, I'll send you an email over to you. I'll keep CC. I'll copy the same email to Frank as well with all the Skype IDs for the team. Because we will be creating it with their name, with the pseudo name they will be taking on the calls. So will that work for you?
Is that a good time for guys? Do you want to have like a little? We have to create these before, right? We have to create these before with you, right? With the Skype. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, is it better to have these created before I have the team training to have?
Sure, absolutely. I'll be sending it to you because the team is already creating the Skype IDs, so it is already there. I'll be sending it to you right away once we are done with the.
Okay. Okay, so right now it's 9:22. So, guys, why don't we call back? Well, okay, after he leaves off the call, we'll have a little training about how we are going to, take the call after it gets transferred to us and the information that we need from the client in order for us to, you know, get a quote. And then we'll get back Frank back on the line.
I'm back on the line.
Oh, okay. Frank, did you hear everything?
Yeah, I heard everything, and really there's no need for the unnecessary time wasting. Pretty much the procedures are as is. When they transfer the call, we have the information inside the Skype as well, so we don't have to double call. and we'll see what was entered and what was not entered. So as far as the training, pretty much that's just with the leaders on the call right now. What's going to happen, basically, guys, again, I do apologize. I was in an area where it dropped. But just to recap, when we get the information, they're going to take the information. They're going to get as much information they can. They're going to inform the client that we're going to definitely need a copy of their most recent utility bill so we can, you know, do a fair assessment for the proposal. Now, once we have that information, they'll transfer us. That's why it's important, everybody on Skype, so you can see all the person's information when they transfer to us. So obviously, whatever we don't have, then we'll fill in the gaps when we go to solarwaterinc.com and go to our free analysis. So whatever we don't have, at that point in time, we will fill it in and continue on. And then what we would do is once we have the information and we actually go and do the proposal, we will schedule, depending on if the client is locally within driving distance, we can set it up to meet with them. If not, we can arrange to do a team viewer to send them a link. So that's how it's going to go. So, again, we're more effective without wasting time. So that is a procedure. That is a process. That's how we're going to do it.
Right. Okay, so the main thing, guys, is that we need to get the kilowatt usage. We cannot do a quote without the kilowatt usage. And you all know that even though we have the bill, just because we have the bill doesn't mean that we have the kilowatt usage of the year. So one of the things that is important is to get the last four numbers of the Social Security of the client and tell them if it's okay, if they give us permission to call on their behalf to the utility company so that we can get their last 12-month bill usage and cost. And then we would have to call on their behalf and get this information and then set up a follow-up appointment. Or if they're local and you just want to do an appointment directly to meet with them at their house, well, then we can do that as well. But it's very important that we get the client's permission to call on their behalf so that we can get the 12-month kilowatt usage. And then also, make sure that we have the credit score of the client. Because that's also going to, we're going to be able to know what kind of funding to give them, how to get them the type of quote, if it's going to be with Spruce or it's going to be with Songage or Pace.
Correct. That's the preliminary information, Claudia. I mean, that's something that we don't have to discuss right now. I mean, that's with our closers only. And we all know that would be actually done through creditkarma.com, so that's not a problem. I'm just talking about the process here on the phone with the call center, so that's what we want to keep the conversation steered to. So we know the procedure because, again, I know as soon as Sam calls me, he'll just do what he needs to do so we can actually go. So that's why we had to call early so they have time, before their teams come in there to have a conversation with them before they go live, and we still got another hour and something, actually an hour and a half before we're actually live. So the whole purpose of this is so everybody's good to go. So as soon as Sam calls, it's only going to be, I know, a few minutes to get that set up, so we're live and we're good to go. So we want to get this thing rocking and rolling and take out unnecessary time wasting.
Okay. Now, Sam, are you going to create the group Skype?
Perfect, yes. What I'll do, I'll send it over to you, my team Skype IDs. You can create your team Skype IDs as well in a group, so you can add those people on that group. Will that be okay?
Frank?
I'm sorry?
This is information you missed. Can you set up the group Skype for the team?
Yeah, that's pretty simple.
Okay.
Perfect. So, Frank, what I'm going to do, once we are done with the call right now, we have already created the Skype IDs for the team. So I'll send it over to you so you can add those people on the group with all the closers we have. And we have the transfer number and everything. So I really appreciate if you can name the group with the call center number. So by this way, it can be easy for your team to depict as well that the call center number is this. What do you say?
Okay, that's pretty simple. So let me ask you this here. Now let me ask you, can you do it on your side right now, Nitin? Can you do that right now?
All right, I'll do one thing. I can do that from Neeraj's ID, so that because, Neeraj will be the one, and I can do it from mine. So the reason I'm saying it can be done from your end, because I really want that your team should be the administrator of that group, you know?
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because I'm just driving right now, and that's why I was asking.
No problems. You can take your time, because by that time, we'll have some people as well. And so if we can have a call with the team in next 1 hour, 1.5 hours before going them live, Claudia, do you need to speak with them as well?
No, we're actually good on this end. We're actually just speak with our closers on this end, and then we can all get on the phone and rendezvous before we actually hit the button to go live. That'd be cool.
Perfect. No problems, Ryan, because everything is set as far as dollars is concerned and the lead set is concerned. Everything is finalized. So perfect. So we will be going live at 11 o'clock. So before that, we'll just give you a call and we can have a quick chat. And in the meantime, I'll send it over to you, the agent Skype ID, so that you can be the administrator. So before that, if you get time, you can be the administrator and you can add your team. So we'll have 5-10 people.
Okay.
So that's how I think we can have a ball rolling. What do you say?
Okay. That's
perfect.
Good.
That's awesome. Okay. That's awesome. All right. Thank
All
you, Frank.
Great.
Thank you so much. So,
all right, great.
All right, thanks, Frank. We'll see you again then.
Okay, gotcha. And closes on the line here. What we're going to do is we're going to actually give you a call back here and just go over some specifics, say everything we need from the clients. So Claudia and I will be calling you back shortly.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye.